almost every day. Makes me wanna holler, go away. I need more peace and hope and love. Where do I find it in this crazy old world?
I need strategies, strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for living radio. Listen, Lauren and David share strategies for living, and it makes me aware. I've got strategies, I got strategies for living. Strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab.
Strategies and for living radio. We do need strategies.
Definitely.
If you're living, if you're breathing, if you have a brain.
If you can hear us.
We all need strategies.
That's right.
We also need gratitude. Hey, well, folks, welcome into 101.7 FM and 710 Keel. Welcome into another edition of Strategies for Living. I'm Dr. David McMillan. She is psychotherapist, PLPC, Lauren Leon McMillan. And we have one of her very favorite guests with
you
us.
You beat me to the punch. That's right. And I am very grateful for our
I
guest.
I knew you would be because Denise is here.
That's right.
Denise from Learning RX. Welcome. Welcome to Strategies, Denise Walker.
Welcome back.
Thank you. I am grateful to be here.
Well, you know, we're all grateful today. This is the month of gratitude, isn't it?
It is.
And by the way, while I'm thinking of gratitude, I'm grateful for all of our sponsors, including Learning RX and Azalea Cleaners and the Robinson Film Center and Pintail Roofing and the Balanced Life Wellness Center. I'm grateful for everybody.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And because they bring you strategies for living. Mm-hmm. All right. So turns out, you know, when the calendar turns over to November,
right,
there's certain things that happen. One of the first things a lot of us think about is Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
And turns out, Denise, that gratitude is healthy for us, especially in our brain.
Yes, absolutely. It is one of the core things. In fact, one of the newest studies actually says it's one of the primary ways to combat dementia and Alzheimer's.
Really? Hmm.
It is.
Makes
yes.
sense.
It works those brain circuits, the social circuits that we need to keep active in order to combat those memory issues.
Right.
So it's a fabulous tool to be able to use that. So it's so easy and does so many great things. It dampens negative effects of stress. It improves sleep quality. Cardiovascular function is one of the things that they're getting evidence of gratitude practice when you practice gratitude. And so it's really great. The big thing is it forms connectedness.
We are going to learn a great deal today about our brains. We do that every time that Denise Walker is with us. Denise Walker from Learning RX, of course. We're especially going to learn about gratitude today and why we all want to foster for the entire month and the rest of the year and on into next year an attitude of gratitude. That's today here on Strategies. Strategies for Living, that is. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Hey, let's talk about the Robinson Film Center. You know, I say it a lot. There's no place like the
Absolutely
Robinson.
Absolutely, there is not.
617 Texas Street, downtown Shreveport. You've got so much. You've got the movies. You got Abby Singer's Bistro on the second floor of RFC, open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Saturday.
Newly remodeled.
Absolutely. Great menu. RobinsonFilmCenter.org is the way you check it all out. You can go to RobinsonFilmCenter.org at any time and find out what movies are showing. Here's the deal. You want to join the crowd, join the fun, become a member. When you become a member, you become a star. You get discounts on movies, you get concession upgrades, you get bistro deals. RFC, 617 Texas Street in downtown Shreveport. I'll say it again. There's no place like the Robinson.
There is not, and I'm glad we have one right here.
Absolutely. The Robinson Film Center. .org.
Reading begins not in the classroom, but in your child's brain. I'm Donisa Walker with Learning RX Shreveport. If your child struggles to read, Maybe he or she has trouble focusing or comprehending. LearningRx Report offers a science solution to reading problems, working one-on-one with your child, targeting his or her reading skills. Today, call LearningRx Report. Make an appointment to have your child assessed. I know you want to help your child. So does LearningRx Report.
And welcome in. Welcome into 101.7 FM, 710 Keel. Welcome into another edition of Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan, let's welcome back the owner and executive director, Denisa Walker of LearningRx Shreveport, Bossier City. She's also a cognitive specialist. She opened LearningRx here in Shreveport back in 2008, and man, are we grateful that she did that. Because she has a passion for training the brain in order to conquer underlying deficits that may cause, well, anything from dyslexia to anything else you can think of. And I mean, what doesn't originate in the brain, huh? Hmm? Yeah. Denisa received her Master's of Education from UT Tyler. She's a certified master reading teacher and dyslexia specialist. And in addition, she's got 30-plus years of teaching administrative experience and certifications all over the place, and including in the LearningRx universe. I mean, she is a star.
That's right. She's the brains.
We found that out.
She's a world star,
man,
by the way.
We found that out. Thank you so much for inviting Lauren and I to speak at the gathering recently that you hosted in Shreveport of the brain specialist from all over the country.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's so sweet. Yeah, I was so grateful that you guys came, and it was so informative. But I really enjoyed it. Having everybody there was really great. It was really great.
Well, and we found out that among your peers in the LearningRx system, it's like everybody comes up to Denisa and they've got a notepad. They're taking notes. Mm-hmm. Everybody wants to know how you do what you do. So congrats for that.
So they say. Well, I appreciate it. So I am passionate about gratitude. I am passionate about sharing appreciation because I think that it's really important for people to understand where we are and what benefits that there are from us taking the time. And so I love that. You know, I love that we are. The big thing about gratitude, and I wrote an article on this in the Lola magazine that I'm more than happy to share with anybody if they want to, and we have gratitude journals here. But one of the biggest issues that we're seeing in our culture is that we are not training our future generations to have gratitude. It's so easy to complain. It's so easy to see the bad and the negative in things. And this actually is toxic to the brain. It's not good for the brain to be constantly looking for the negative. I remember growing up and it was a count your blessing, you know, even in the hard times, you count your blessings. And actually started a practice when my children were little of a blessings jar. And so anytime we were having a bad day, we actually could go back into our blessings jar and pull out the good things that happened with us, you know?
Yeah.
And so I think, you know, that's such a great practice for families to consider, because in the world we live in, there are things that are really negative, and there's a lot of negative out there in the media and the social media. We have everything, you know, with the cyberbullying. You can find negative.
Oh, sure.
Oh, yeah.
But you can also find positive, you know? And so gratitude actually builds emotional resilience. Mm-hmm. And it's a really good buffer against anxiety and depression. And it helps people people have a sense of genuine goodwill towards other people.
Yes.
That thought process that basically people are good, you know, instead of basically people are bad, you know. So I think that making your mind have a more positive attitude helps so much to combat so many negative things. And I think this is the part that the research is showing us so much is really, really benefiting the brain. In fact, recently I was just looking in, you know, how much of this, and there's hundreds of articles, like hundreds of articles on preventing it.
And I mean, you know, here's the deal. How many of us say, and I can certainly raise my hand, I need a new brain. And here's the deal. The attitude of gratitude.
It rewires
the brain.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's when you stop and think about that, that's fantastic.
Yeah, and when you said that it rewires, you know, it helps build resilience, I can raise my hand in attest to that, because for a practice for a while, I did keep a gratitude journal where I wrote 5 things a day. And over the course of, you know, 6 months and continuing that practice, what I began to realize was that I began to be thankful even for what I used to call those mishaps, right? I began to realize, oh, you know, I'm actually thankful that this happened because I can see where it got me.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And the effects of gratitude on neural activity is so incredible that the benefits outweigh anything that, and I can't think of anything negative that comes from gratitude, honestly. I just can't.
Well,
just in and of itself, you know.
Yeah,
there's so much power to it, yeah.
When you think about things like the reducing the pain level in your body, when you think about things like sleeping better, when you think about things like relief from stress and decreased depression and reduced anxiety and an increase in my energy, all of that has been proven. I mean, there's irrefutable evidence.
Yep.
Out there in study after study that being grateful actually does, like we said earlier, rewire the brain and makes people healthier overall.
And let's be really excited. If you're a parent or grandparent who has a child who has ADHD, you actually can combat ADHD by gratitude. This is crazy. This is one of the newest studies that are out there. But they actually took some students and they realized that these kids are getting a lot of dopamine flooding their brain from technology, from the use of technology.
Right.
And it's affecting them. And so they're becoming where they're addicted to the dopamine, right? Well, when the recent study was done, they actually found that when you are grateful and you count acts of goodness and acts of kindness and finding good things, it actually floods the brain with dopamine and gives it a natural high in the reward center without it being technologically driven. And so it would be a great thing to do if you were trying to wean your children from too much technology. It's just one of those things. It's like, okay, let's just practice a gratitude journal. And we do the gratitude journal before we get in. And this is what they did. They actually got these kiddos writing in a gratitude journal and found that more of the children wanted to spend more time writing notes of thank you and gratitude journals than going back to their devices. So those people who are highly addicted, this is actually a way to get them off some of the video games and some of the things like this. But it doesn't start with, hey, I want you to stop playing video games and write thank you notes.
Right.
Because if you do it as a punishment like that, then it defeats the purpose.
Right.
It has to be something that's modeled. And so that's the reason why, like here at Learning Rx, we actually give a calendar out, which is free. And you guys are welcome to post it to the website or come by and get one, but it gives you someone to thank every day. And, you know, or in some way, you can write a thank you note. It doesn't tell you how to do it. It just says, you know, this is a person in your life you might want to thank today. Yeah. So there's lots of ways to do that. You can post words of gratitude and kindness on social media. You could, you know, do acts of kindness. You could even just go smile. Someone was saying the other day something about, you know, just walking through a nursing home. Like, this is Halloween. Well, I guess we're recording early.
So yeah, we have just celebrated Halloween, actually.
Yeah, we just celebrated Halloween. Anyways, so the point of it is that's one of those things. And as we get into Thanksgiving and we're looking at Thanksgiving days and times, and we want to actually talk about the value of doing that gratitude. And there's so many people who are not getting that surround sound of gratitude. And so you can actually take that value. I mean, if you're going to dress up as a little pilgrim, or you're going to, I mean, if you're going to do something fun, go sing some carols in the nursing home as a thank you to those people who have given you some history. Post words of gratefulness and positive affirmations around your house. Seek out really positive people, you know, to be around. Just make it a habit of gratitude, and it lifts everybody up around you. And the really cool thing for me is it lengthens your lifespan. You actually live longer and have a stronger brain and with a more optimistic life.
I love it. You know, the hypothalamus.
I mean, that's incredible.
The hypothalamus. There was a 2009 National Institute of Health study, and it found that the hypothalamus activates when we feel or we act grateful or we're kind to somebody.
Yeah. Right.
And that floods our brain with what we've been talking about, dopamine.
Right.
You know, and that's the natural high that you're talking about, Denisa.
Well, and for us to get the natural high over that, it's just the whole thing. It's so, if we could just take the brief moments, just the really brief moments, and say, let's do some intentional gratitude-based things, whether you're using technology to do it and you're posting something every day and other people are seeing it and reading it, you know, that's, it's just one of those things that's so there. Right. And just doing a brief gratitude writing, whether that's a simple, I'm doing it in a journal, I'm doing it in a blessings jar, I'm doing it on social media, I'm taking the time to write a thank you note every day, whatever. If you can make it become a habit, then that strengthens those cognitive skills and it makes you more resilient to when the hard things happen in life. And resilience is one of those skills that everybody needs to build, every single one of us, because we have a lot of hard things that happen in life.
Absolutely. That's part of life. And I tell you what, one place you can find and get and gain resistance is Learning RX in Shreveport and Bossier City. And you'll find them at 8856 Uri Drive in Shreveport. And you can call them at 797-8523. And Denisa Walker from Learning RX is our life strategist today, right here on Strategies for a Living. We are celebrating the month of gratitude. And Denisa is telling us why that's important for our brain health. All of that today and much more to learn with Denisa Walker, our life strategist here on Strategies for a Living. Be right back.
Hi, this is Jay Merle for Pintail Roofing. Let's talk about quality. When you hire Pintail to build your roof, here's what you can expect. Quality and quality control are the most important concerns for us at Pintail, and you need to know that Pintail stands tall with swift and professional performance on any warranty call. This is our most important policy. And remember, we're your neighbors. We'll be here for you for the long haul. Our family's lived here for over 100 years, and we aren't going anywhere. On the commercial side of Pintail's business, our fluid-applied roofing solutions can save thousands of dollars over conventional commercial roofing options. Call Pintail at 226-ROOF for a free inspection of your home or commercial building. That's 226-7663. Pintail Roofing. What's the condition of your roof?
We all have problems every day. We all need help along the way. We need strategies, strategies, strategies for living radio.
And welcome back. Welcome back into 101.7 FM, 710 KEEL. I've got my cowboy hat on. I'm grateful for it.
You got a straw sticking out of your teeth there, too, sir.
You did such a good job singing that song.
Yeah.
We've had a little bit of training, Denise.
I'm grateful for you saying that, Denise. Because I'm taking some flack over. Right. I'm taking some flack over here. Well, but I'm grateful for that too, because it's coming from my lovely wife. And so I'm certainly grateful for all of that. We're talking gratitude today, and I am so grateful that we can do that with Denise Walker from Learning RX, Shreveport, Bossier City, 8856 Urey Drive in Shreveport. You can call them 797-8523. 318-797-8523. One of the things I'm very grateful that you always do, Denise, is you always bring us free stuff. And you always bring us, you always have a deal for us. You come bearing gifts. So this is no different. Of course, everything at Learning RX starts with an assessment, right?
That's right.
And right now, if you just call or visit Learning RX and tell them that you heard about Learning RX right here on Strategies for Living, you get $100 off the assessment.
Wow, that's something right. to be grateful for.
And that's
it's $100 in your pocket.
That assessment is whether you do anything at all with that beyond the assessment. That assessment gives extremely valuable information. Tell us a little bit about it, Denise.
So the assessment basically assesses 20 different cognitive areas, seven primary cognitive areas of your brain, and the combined effects. We use the Woodcock-Johnson or the Gibson testing,
right,
depending on whether you want an in-person assessment or digital assessment. And you can have $100 off either of those. So if you were doing the digital assessments, normally $199, that would make it only $99, so half price.
Right.
And if you're doing the Woodcock-Johnson assessment, and that reduces it from $299 to $199. But it also includes a consultation with me to go over those scores and talk about the things that would help you boost your brain skills up. And then if you choose to partner with us, you choose to partner with us. But if not, then it absolutely gives you those, I know where I'm at in my skill set, which I think is so important. Just, I think everyone should have a baseline and know where your thought processes are.
Yeah.
Because if you know where your thought processes are, then that can actually change things enormously.
And this is wonderful we're coming up. We're just around the corner from the halfway point of the school year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're just weeks away from that. So if there are struggles going on, if there's something going on, if you're concerned about your student, wherever they are along the way, from kindergarten on up through high school and into college
and beyond,
then you may want to think about taking advantage of this assessment. But then the other end of the spectrum, and I'm being very for real here. I'm not messing around. I mean, there are times that I realize, okay, well, I didn't get that word. I can't think of that word that I want to think of or that. And I want to know, okay, is this normal?
Right.
I mean, and so the assessment would be a good way for me to figure that out, wouldn't it?
Yes, absolutely. So it tells us if that's a normal expression of weakness, like just an aging weakness, because you're compared to other people your age.
Right.
And so that helps you absolutely know if this is a normal expression of aging or if this is indeed something that needs some intervention. And so that's really important.
And if intervention is needed, again, brain training And that's what learning, that's what you do at Learning RX. It's about brain training.
It is.
And
we do it for all ages. So, and that's important to know that.
Brain training can be extremely valuable. Again, if there are any kind of cognitive deficits that are picked up, brain training can correct that. And even you can exceed, improve the baseline, right?
Right. And anyone who calls in, even if it's just for information, we're also, we're filling a blessing jar with everyone who calls in for the month and or comes by and putting your name in. And then we're going to draw the week of Thanksgiving. We're going to draw for some gratefulness journals and give those away, as well as a blessings jar that you can actually, it's a beautiful blessings jar that you can do. But let's be practical too. This is something that you can train in yourself and in your children and in your family. One of my favorite things I saw recently was a family, a friend of mine, actually got some butcher paper. Actually, I think she just taped together some paper bags, but however you want to do it.
Right.
And she put them on her table for, you know, the Thanksgiving season. And people are just, every time they think of something fun, grateful, that they're just writing it on the tablecloth.
I love that idea.
Yeah.
Crayolas laying there. And so then by the time Thanksgiving gets here, your table is full of thankfulness.
Oh, I love it. You could use parchment. You could use anything.
I mean, that you could use tablecloths from the dollar store and markers. I mean, there's so many, you know, ways you could do that and just, you know, have a good fun time doing that. So I just thought that was such a creative way to do that. You
and
know,
that
just a fun
agree.
Thing.
That would be a fun tradition.
Yeah.
To have.
And oh, yes, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
Especially if you use the cloth, because then you could keep them for
right.
years
yeah.
to come.
Yeah. Yeah. And you could add to it every year and go back and read, put your year, your day that you wrote it. So I thought that's such a beautiful idea, you know, it's a practical way that you could do that. You know, even if you're not sitting down to a family meal, you know, that day, but maybe one day you are and you're in a different place, you know? So I thought that was such a neat and creative way to express thankfulness on a daily basis. You know, maybe you just have a breakfast nook, and maybe it's just at breakfast that you guys are getting to get together because your life schedule is hectic. But that's easy. Go get one of your plastic tablecloths and just like say, what are you grateful for this morning? You woke up, you know, you put your feet on the ground. I mean, whatever it is, you know, and just writing that down. We have a chart here at Learning RX. We have a dry erase board, and we let the kids boost their own skills. It doesn't matter. Celebrate yourself on this board in whatever is great about your life, because it encourages that thing. And so sometimes we forget that celebrating the things in our life that are good, that we're grateful for. I mean, like, I am extremely honored this month because I was nominated to was one of the finalist nominees for the Athena Award, which is being given out on the 14th.
Congratulations.
And it's a very high honor.
Yes.
It's a very high honor. And I'm so grateful and so honored by that. And so I sat down and I asked them to tell me who nominated me. And she was like, well, it was several people. And I was like, that's such a blessing to my heart. I really want to tell them thank you, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you that you thought that much of me and that you would do that. So if we really look at how that gratitude and what it does for you, it's not just a Thanksgiving thing, even though we kind of get in habits this time of year. It's really a good time to create that habit.
Yeah.
Yes.
That tablecloth doesn't have to last just for Thanksgiving. It could be something you keep on your table year round, and then, you know, ride on it. And I mean, there's so many great things that you could do. The blessings jar can stay. It doesn't have to be for the month, you know, it could stay all year long. And it could be anything. The blessing jar's not anything fancy. It could be a bowl that you drop little paper strips in. It could be a mason jar. It doesn't have to be anything big. It's just being grateful for what's happened. And like we've talked about the gratitude journal. We've talked about, expressing gratitude for, on Facebook or, right. Telling people about it. But one thing we haven't really talked about is savoring it. Mm-hmm. And I think this is the best thing, is savoring gratitude. And a lot of people don't realize, when you have a really great meal, one of the great things about it is just taking the moment to savor it.
Yes.
And I think we forget to dwell on that for a minute. And happier people are more productive. They're more resilient and sociable and cooperative and successful and creative and all the great things. So if you want to encourage those in your family, you want to encourage them in yourself, you want to get out of ruts that you've been in, this is the way to do it, because we all hit ruts. We all hit potholes.
That's part of life.
You can get out of it. Right. It's part of life. And that resilience happens because we are making something purposeful, and then we take the time to savor that really great thing that happened in our life, that really small moment, where somebody wiped up a mess that you made, or, I don't know, just kind of lots of things like that.
Sure.
I think it's just a great way.
Yeah, I'm just thinking about, when I go on a walk, I try to really savor the beauty that's around me and the people that I live I live next to, and being thankful that they're there.
Yeah.
And sending my love and appreciation to them along the way. I mean, we little things.
Yeah, we live in a neighborhood where we're blessed with beautiful trees.
Oh my gosh,
each tree has a unique. A uniqueness about it.
And a story.
Yeah. We may not know the story, it's kind of neat to, walk and look at the trees and say, oh, I wonder what. Mm-hmm. But in any case, you can just be grateful for the beautiful.
Well, and for the service that the tree does by providing clean air for us, right?
Yes, most definitely.
Among other things.
Yeah.
Right. So just some practical ways. I mean, just like we talked about the tablecloth, we talked about the gratitude journal, we talked about, taking the time to savor those things, the blessings jar, all the different ways that we can do that. I'm going to encourage people, be deliberate with it, because this is the thing that happens with us. We don't create habits because we don't take time to do them. And you may not be somebody who could do it every day, but you could do it once a week.
Yep.
A smile is free.
Yes.
Grab you a piece of paper and just, you can go to the dollar store or Walmart and grab you a little composition book for 97 cents.
There you go.
And you could tear out a page and split it in half, and let people know, hey, I'm grateful for you.
I'm grateful for you.
Yeah.
318-797-8523. That's the number for Learning RX. Shreveport, Bossier City, Denisa Walker is our life strategist today, and we are grateful for it. Mm. We're talking about an attitude of gratitude and how good that is for us today here on Strategies for Living with life strategist Denisa Walker. We'll be back. More to learn, more to come on Strategies. Dealing with stress, pain, feel like you're running out of options? When your life is balanced, wellness is a given. True wellness is holistic. It's about the mind, the body, and the spirit, all in balance. Now, there's a place right here in Shreveport that's all about helping us achieve peak mental, emotional, and physical health. The Balanced Life, 117 Kings Highway, right next door to Strawn's. Come see and feel the difference getting your life in balance can be. Many of your friends and neighbors have already learned the difference less stress and pain mean in their lives. You can book a discovery session right now online, thebalancedlife.us. All you've got to lose is stress, pain, or maybe both. Come see and feel for yourself the real difference balanced wellness makes. The Balanced Life Wellness Center, 117 Kings Highway in Shreveport, next door to Strawn's, thebalancedlife.us. And welcome back into 1017 FM and 710 Keel. Welcome back into Strategies for a Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, K keeping me straight, David McMillan.
I'm doing my best, friend. It's hard sometimes.
And our life strategist from Learning RX, Shreveport Bossier, Denisa Walker, 318-797-8523. And Learning RX, you can drop by for a visit. They're just on Uri Drive, headed south, right past LSU Shreveport, mm-hmm. opposite side of the road. Can't miss them. If you find the escape room, you've found Learning RX. There you go.
And we're going to have purple lights on our building starting this week, so you can find us with the purple lights.
Oh wow! Cool.
I like it. I like it.
I'm so grateful. So yeah, it's a little feel good thing, right?
Yeah.
So when we're talking about gratitude, there's four A's that we can zero in on, right?
Well, you know, everybody likes good report cards, right? So we want our four A's. So if we're going to get four A's that we want to do, the first one is appreciation, which we've talked a lot about. We've talked about appreciation and showing, you know, gratitude through appreciation. So
right.
I appreciate you. I'm thankful for you and those types of things. But sometimes we actually don't realize that there are other ways of showing gratitude also. So the four A's are, first is appreciation that we've talked a lot about. The second one is approval. And a lot of times in our language, approving something is super powerful.
Sure.
And just acknowledging that approval to someone that, you know, I really approve of what you're doing. You know, I really, you know, and that can be such a simplistic thing. It can be done by words. It can be done by deeds. But an acknowledgement of your head. If you're on a virtual call, just shaking your head up and down. That acknowledges someone and gives them approval.
Right.
And that is incredibly good. And it activates really critical areas of your brain, the prefrontal cortex that's responsible for decision making. It activates emotional regulation. It activates empathy. Mm-hmm. And it gives the brain feelings of contentment and, you know, helps contribute to long-term improvement of your cognitive function. So it's really, really good. Just simple acknowledgement or approval. So shaking your head up and down, just like a smile. It encourages the positive thinking and improves the overall mood, manages stress, all those great things, right?
All right.
The third one is actually admiration. Okay. So admiration is where you're actually giving a compliment and you're admiring somebody. And this could be as simple as, you know, I love your blouse. You know, it could be something very simplistic, but we don't always count those things as being gratitude.
Yeah.
We don't always count those things as being, and they are.
Sure.
And that's such a valuable because it increases that person's self-worth and it reduces the need to compare ourselves to others. And so that's important in this social media driven world, that we can actually lessen that feeling of inadequacy just by recognizing small things. I love the color of your hair.
And
insincerity, not things, I don't want false compliments. I don't want false admiration, but the things that are, you know, things that you can do, and those actually increase your mental clarity and focus. Mm-hmm. So that makes you make better decisions. So just by making those notes, it actually makes your brain sharper to details.
Mm.
And that's incredibly good to be sharper to details. I mean, everybody would want to be better at your decision making and sharper in details, right?
Absolutely.
I think that's crazy. And the last one is attention. We've talked a little bit about attention, but attention is one that's often ignored, okay? And this one is a gratitude trick that you should get. And it's actually paying attention. Now, you guys as counselors have probably used this a lot, but it's really just paying attention to your five senses, okay?
Right.
And it gives you a way to go to sleep, to calm racing thoughts, to reduce anxiety. So this basically is getting yourself into a sense of gratitude by seeing it. I call it the gratitude trick is all I call it, but it's basically paying attention to the things around you that are working right.
Mm.
And it boosts your immune system and helps you fall asleep and reduce that overall anxiety that a lot of people get. It can even reduce pain. If you're in a lot of pain and you start focusing outside the pain and into the attention to yourself. So a way to practice that is, you know, look around you. What are five things that you can see, right?
Right.
Or, you know, this technique,
yes,
right?
Yes, grounding, yes.
So, yeah, like, what is it? You know, let's go through and let's find that. Let's let's look at those four things I could touch. Mm-hmm. You know, what would the texture be? You know, if I'm laying in my bed and I can't go to sleep, what does that pillow feel like? What is that? So these are just ways to calm yourself and pull you out of the pain management with a non-pharmacological way, and as well as making you able to tune into your senses a little bit more.
I like that. I like tying it in with the gratitude, because I'm also thinking, like, if I'm having trouble falling asleep and I start really paying attention to my senses, I might feel the heaviness and the softness of the blanket on me. And in doing that, I can acknowledge, wow, I'm thankful that I have this blanket, right? Or I'm thankful for the warmth. And then if I tune into the sound, I might hear the air conditioner and I might say, wow, I'm really grateful that I have the air conditioner, that it keeps it cool.
Yeah. Yes.
I love that.
Exactly. It just helps you rid yourself of negative emotions and thoughts and rewires you into that positive emotion and reduces that anxiety thread. And so those are just the simple ways.
Yeah, and I especially like the emphasis on the attention. Of course, because we live in an attention deficit world.
Yes,
yeah.
We do.
I mean, you know, I don't think it's a coincidence that the prevalence of ADHD has risen over you know,
with all the distractions in the world and the noises.
Absolutely.
Well, and that's part of it, but also we have not become as grateful as we should be. And this is a thing. It's like I noted recently, my son graduated from the State Trooper Academy, my second son, so now I have two state troopers.
Congratulations on that, by the way.
Thank you. It's a big deal for them to give their life to service.
Yes.
And I think that's very admirable, and I appreciate that God's blessed me with two wonderful young men. But one of the things that happened was, you know, people would say thank you and give gifts and things like that when they graduated college, when they graduated high school. My boys always learned from very young age, we practice gratitude. Mm-hmm. And we practice thanking people for everything because it's what we practiced as our lifestyle.
Right.
And so when they wrote thank yous, well, one of the ladies commented to my son, "This is the first thank you note that I've gotten in years from someone."
Wow.
And I was like, wow. I mean, if we start thinking about that, we have gotten to such a busy lifestyle that we have failed to do the very basic things that actually treat attention.
Mm.
And this is a way to treat attention.
The four
so
A's.
So it actually gives the dopamine. Yes.
Yeah.
It's an easy thing to do, just to take that, change that dopamine cycle into the natural dopamine cycle instead of the unnatural. So I think it's such a simplistic way to do this.
Absolutely. Appreciation, approval, admiration, attention. We're focusing on gratitude today. We all like A's, like Denise said. We got A's.
That's right.
We've got more strategies for living with Denise Walker coming back. Stay with us.
You're going to see the difference when you go to Azalea Cleaners. You'll hear about it too. Azalea Cleaners has been fine dry cleaning since 1958, plus laundry, alterations and repairs, comforters, wedding gown cleaning and restoration. You'll hear about it from your friends because they'll see it too. They'll notice the Azalea difference. Azalea is convenient. 732 Azalea Drive, 9220 Ellerby Road, and 9227 Mansfield Road. Plus, the front door of your home or business with Azalea's delivery on demand. Just text SETUP to 249-8283. And Azalea will pick up your clothes and deliver them back clean and fresh to you. You can't get closer than that. That's the Azalea difference. You'll notice it right away. Others will too. The Azalea difference. Fine dry cleaning since 1958. Text SETUP to 249-8283 and get the Azalea difference. azaleacleaners.com.
And welcome back. Welcome back into 101.7 FM, 710 Keel. Welcome back into Strategies for a Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan, and we are grateful today to...
so grateful.
Denisa Walker from Learning Rx, 318-797-8523. And Denisa, remind us of all the things that we can focus on about gratitude and being grateful at this time of year for Learning Rx.
I want to highlight, let's highlight those four A's again: appreciation, approval, admiration, and attention. And it's so simple. Gratitude journal, saying thank you, giving a smile. But if you have no idea where to start, we have a calendar here at Learning Rx. You can absolutely come by and get. It's going to be on our Facebook page, so you can go get it on our Facebook page and print it out yourself. And just for calling in, we are going to put your name into a blessing jar. If you want to come take a tour, we're going to put your name in for a drawing for gratefulness journals and a blessing jar, as well as giving that wonderful discount.
$100 off. There you go.
Right.
Of the assessment, right. And the assessment is so valuable in and of itself. And don't forget, with the assessment, you get the to sit down with Denisa. You go over it and you know exactly where you are. 318-797-8523, Learning Rx of Shreveport, Bossier City. Denisa, I say this almost every time you come. You don't come enough, by the way. But I do say, you know, how much you pack into the hour. Thank you for all you do. Thank you for Learning Rx. And thank you for always being a great life strategist here on Strategies for Living.
You're so sweet. You're so sweet. Thank you.
Learning Rx, Shreveport, Bossier City, 318-797-8523. Folks, thank you. Thank you for tuning in to Strategies. We're grateful for you. And we're also grateful for our wonderful sponsors, Learning Rx of Shreveport, Bossier, Azalea Cleaners, the Robinson Film Center, Pintail Roofing, and the Balanced Life Wellness Center. If today were the last day of your life, you only had one more phone call to make, who would you call? What would you say? And why are you waiting? Make the call. For Denisa Walker and for Lauren Leon McMillan, I'm David McMillan. See you next time right here on Strategies for Living.